concerts, you're more than welcome to join us for those events. We operate on a varied schedule of fine arts offerings here at St. Paul Church, and we appreciate all those of you that support us. As you notice in the back of our book, some special friends that support us, and also your opportunity to be able to support us even more. I want to just take a moment and announce that a month from September 20th, on October 20th, we play host to our next group that gives a concert here, the Agape Ringers. In case you were reading that in the program tonight and wondered how to pronounce that word and what is an Agape Ringer, you come on October the 20th at 3 o'clock. This is a very, very fine group of handbell ringers that ring with 5 octaves of handbells and 4 octaves of choir chimes. And their conductor is a Belleville native of the wonderful, well-known Weck family here in Belleville, David Weck. So we welcome David Weck back to Belleville with his group of ringers on October 20th. Please be our guest to join us that afternoon. As you know, as Diane said earlier, there are CDs and there are souvenir program booklets available in the narthex tonight at intermission and after the concert. Also, as you know, as we go through this season here and offer these wonderful groups, we've twice already had the group from London, England, and now I guess we've gone a little further and brought them all the way from the Ukraine, from Kiev. How exciting that is. It's no small task, hosting and financially. And we ask if you would please join us in a free will offering. Our free will offering tonight is going to be shared by the Fine Arts Fund and the Music Mission Kiev Incorporated, which has brought this group here tonight. And as Diane said, this is only half of the group. Can you imagine what you would hear with the entire group? Now we're all wanting to go to Kiev to hear them all. They were unable to bring all of them, not only financially, but coming into this country. The visas cost them $11,000 to get into America. Last year they toured to France and Germany, and Roger was telling me, and I said, well, how much did it cost to go there? The governments opened the doors free of charge. It cost them $11,000 just to get a visa to come to the United States. I was a little embarrassed, but this is America. But we give thanks that they're here. We give thanks that they're here. And so if you would be so generous as to support our Fine Arts Fund and our Music Mission Kiev tonight, I'm not sure where you would find this quality and all this talent coming too far in distance. So I ask you to be generous. Thank you very much. Then we'll have about a 10-minute intermission. Thank you. Our ushers are coming forward.
Radio, the television, commercials.
Pom diddy tom, pom diddy tom, pom diddy tom, pom diddy dim di, di tom tom.
Well, in Ukraine for 70 years, we have been singing this, and with also a secular connotation. But the composer is Leontovich, a great Ukrainian composer. He wrote this to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's a great text telling of his birth. It's entitled Beside the Jordan River. Would you please welcome Vika as she conducts the choir in Shedrick, as you know, Carol the Bells.
Thank you.
We arrived in Ukraine in about July of 93. In November, we gave our choir members a Bible. It was a great gift to them. This must have been a great expense. A Bible at times had cost 3 months' wages. How often have you bought Bibles for 3 months' wages? So they cherished this book, and my translator at that time was an agnostic, and his name was Sergei Basarab. And Sergei said to me, he says, "Roger, you know, you've given us these Bibles, so we need to have some classes so we can learn to read this book." And I told this agnostic, "I'm sorry, I'm not organized." And a couple weeks later, he would say to me, "When are we going to start these classes so we can learn to read this book?" And I said, "Sergei, I'm sorry, I'm not organized." "Well, you see, I was looking for a Ukrainian pastor."
Oh.
You see how well they behave. I was looking for a Ukrainian pastor to help me. And this agnostic then started saying the question a little differently. He said, "Roger, when are we going to start this church so we can learn to read this book?" And I said, "I'm not organized, but I found this young man, and I think he's here tonight. I'd like for you to know some of our staff who are with us. Sasha Sikorsky, where are you? In the balcony? He must be outside handling some business. Sasha? Well, I'll introduce him to you later. It's Sasha Boots and Andre. Are you guys back there? These are administrators that make this operation work. Would you please just wave at Sasha Boots? Thank you, Sasha. Victor, are you back there? Come here a bit. This young man's 22. He speaks Russian, Ukrainian, English, French. He reads Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. He's the young man that put this translation to the program together. He's a real genius. When we start our seminary, he'll be president. Victor, thank you. Well, we did start a church, and when Sasha preached the first week, there were about 90 people to stand to receive Christ. The following week, more. And about 3 months later, we had our first communion, and our agnostic, formerly atheist translator became a Christian. God is doing great things in this land. It is ripe for the gospel. We covet your prayers. Thank you. There's a young man in the choir. Come here, Taras. I was one day going to the conservatory, and this guy, I opened the door, and there he was. And I said, "Hello, Taras." And he says, "I'm not Taras." I said, "Oh, yes, you are. You sit in the front row of my choir." "No, that's not me." I said, "It has to be you." He says, "No, that's my brother. I'm a twin." And you see, they had been fooling me. One came on Wednesday, another came on Friday. His brother is studying for the priesthood. This young man's conducting one of our choirs in the army. He's going to conduct the choir in a sacred piece by Sisenko. And its Ukrainian title is what?
Благослови душе моє, Господи.
And the English is what?
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Oh,
gentleman who sings in our choir is also a professor at our conservatory. And Mr. Edward Senko is very instrumental in the operations of this orchestra. He is our manager. He does his job with great expertise. We are so proud of him. He's also a professor at this conservatory of opera and conducting. And he's president of our church. You think he's a busy man? He is. And he seems to get it all done. Would you please welcome Mr. Edward Senko?
Oh.
Kwartniowski is a composer that many of us know in America. He's written a piece for the choir, for chorus, that with soloists, it begins with somewhat of a chant. And this is for the blessing of Ukraine and America. Those who are in costume are going to go and surprise you in just a moment. But I'd like to, yes, just a moment. Larisa Ryatova, could you come here, please? She doesn't know I'm inviting her to do this, but talking about the providence of God. In 1992, we went to Kiev, and it wasn't in the second week or the second year, the second month. It was the first day I met this incredible lady. She's perhaps one of the finest pianists, and she's the greatest concert mistress in Ukraine, and I happened to meet her the first day. Her husband, recent husband, was our bass soloist. You read about him in our program. He died in April. But Larisa and her two daughters are here with us, and her daughter is going to play for us the piano. You stay here. Come here. Sophia? Sophia, how old are you?
I'm 15.
I'm 15. And do you speak other languages besides English?
Yes, a little bit Italian language. Ukrainian, Russian, of course.
She's Dutch, she speaks some German, some Italian, and of course Russian and Ukrainian. How many do you speak? I'm sorry, that wasn't very nice, was it? She also speaks another language, and that language is called music. She's a composer, and she's been doing this since she was six. Now, what are you going to play for us?
One lyric composition and two jazz.
A lyrical composition and a couple pieces of jazz. Done.